KEXP is here to help you discover new music, and one way we do this is through storytelling. I'm Emily Fox, inviting you to join me for A Deeper Listen, a new podcast from KEXP. Every Tuesday, we bring you exclusive, vulnerable conversations with artists about the ideas and experiences that shape their music. When you connect with their stories, you'll hear the music you already love in a totally new light. Take A Deeper Listen with us. Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for KEXP.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performances.
Come on, let's go.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Station.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Angel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
It's KEXP.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the groovy, rare pleasures of Mind Design. Ringo Ancheta, aka Mind Design, has been making beats and music for a long time. Back in 2009, he was starting out with the Clip Mode Collective, along with Susie Analog, Devin Who, and Knowledge. He moved from New Jersey to LA and hooked up with the legendary Stone's Throw label, home to records by hip-hop giants like Madlib and J Dilla and MF Doom. He found community there, too, partly through the infamous Low End Theory Nights at a club called The Airliner in Lincoln Heights, which has been home to fellow artists like Georgia Ann Muldrow, Flying Lotus, Thundercat and the Saw Rock Creative, Kamasi Washington, and so many more. Beat-making and crate-digging and instrumental musicianship were lifted and encouraged. For Mind Design, soul, jazz, hip-hop, and funk bump up against new electronica. Film scores from composers like Piero Piccione, the Afrofuturism of Sun Ra, and the jazz fusion productions of Dave Grusin. In this session, there's a cover of a song by one-time Weather Report bassist Alfonso Johnson. He's been working steadily, solo and with collabs, like Prophet's album Wanna Be Your Man, which Tyler, the Creator, sampled for Peach Fuzz.
Been around in my life and I understand why I want you by my side. Ooh, we are, I do.
This is his first record with a full band, playing parts rather than samples. He has relinquished some control, but also invited the magic of sharing musical space with the community he's become part of over the years. KEXP's Larry Mizell Jr. asked him about being vulnerable.
Loving, intimate kind of sentiments are part of Rare Pleasure. Was that intentional to kind of capture these like everyday intimate interactions like that?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of taking what we would more commonly deem as like mundane and kind of reestablishing our relationship with that and looking at like every moment, whether it's a high moment or a low moment, looking at that as a pleasure. It's just a pleasure to be here and pleasure to live this life. Like, I remember asking myself during the process of writing the record, like, if I were to, you know, die tomorrow, hypothetically, like, what would I want to say today? And I think that kind of subconsciously was like a driver throughout the process of writing and recording the record. It's like, if this was my last record for whatever reason, what would I want to share with people? What kind of concepts and thoughts, feelings would I want people to know before, you know, you don't hear from me for a long time or ever. Kind of dramatic, but I feel like it yielded certain results, you know, like it made
me
speak on things that I'm like, no, I want to say this. I, you know, at the fear of something coming off corny, but if it's honest and it's really what I'm feeling, then that's not corny to me. That's just keeping it 100.
Absolutely. You know, I think that that level of intention and thoughtfulness in putting that into your music, let alone into how you just deal with people in real life, just charge that record with so much connection. You know what I mean? Like, instantly you listen to it and you're like, ah, I know this. I know this feeling. I'm thinking about people in my life and, you know, how I want to move. So thank you for putting that in there and being willing to go there. You know what I mean? And not, you know, not do the cool guy thing, because I know that's not your vibe anyway.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. And, you know, there's always that voice that's going to be trying to challenge you during the creative process. It's like, oh, this ain't cool enough. This ain't edgy enough, or people to think this is corny. And that's one thing that I'm proud to say that I've gotten a firm control and grasp of during the process, was trying to keep that voice at bay. Like, this isn't about that. This is about just being free to be honest and express what it is that I need to express. And if it is something that is kind of trite and hackneyed and kind of corny to people, and people hear it all the time, maybe, I don't, then so be it. You know, that's just, it's really just like what was on my heart at the time. So
his latest record is called Rare Pleasure, and it's available on Stone's Throw Records. We are more than excited to present Mind Design live on KEXP. Like I do, you're not alone. Just heard Mind Design with the songs Hope You're Doing Better and Slow Dance.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Mind Design.
Give yourself the time for the truth.
And that was our live session with Mind Design. You heard the songs Medium Rare, Colors of the Sunset, and Feelings Are the Hardest Words to Say, which is an Alfonso Johnson cover. We'd like to thank the band for virtually stopping by. Shout out to our partner station KVMR 89.5 in Nevada City, California, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You'll find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. And for my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We'll see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.